1997, Millionaire Time. I create an audiobook called How I Beat the Ivy League, use all my money from 3 summer jobs to manufacture 500 tapes, and proceed to sell exactly none. I will allow my mother to throw them out only in 2006, just 9 years of denial later. Such is the joy of baseless overconfidence. 1998. After 4 shot putters kick a friend's head in, I quit bouncing, the highest paying job on campus, and develop a speed reading seminar. I plaster campus with hundreds of god-awful neon green flyers that read, "Triple your reading speed in 3 hours," and prototypical Princeton students proceed to write, "Bullshit," on every single one. I sell 32 spots at $50 each for the 3-hour event, and $533 per hour convinces me that finding a market before designing a product is smarter than the reverse. 2 months later, I'm bored to tears of speed reading and close up shop. I hate services and need a product to ship. Fall 1998. A huge thesis dispute and the acute fear of becoming an investment banker drive me to commit academic suicide and inform the registrar that I am quitting school until further notice. My dad is convinced that I'll never go back, and I'm convinced that my life is over. My mom thinks it's no big deal and that there is no need to be a drama queen. Spring 1999. In 3 months, I accept and quit jobs as a curriculum designer at Berlitz, the world's largest publisher of foreign language materials, and as an analyst at a 3-person political asylum research firm. Naturally, I then fly to Taiwan to create a gym chain out of thin air and get shut down by triads, Chinese mafia. I return to the United States defeated and decide to learn kickboxing, winning the national championship 4 weeks later with the ugliest and most unorthodox style ever witnessed. Fall 2000. Confidence restored and thesis completely undone, I return to Princeton. My life does not end, and it seems the year-long delay has worked out in my favor. 20-somethings now have David Koresh-like abilities. My friend sells a company for $450 million, and I decide to head west to sunny California to make my billions. Despite the hottest job market in the history of the world, I manage to go jobless until 3 months after graduation, when I pull out my Trump card and send one startup CEO 32 consecutive emails. He finally gives in and puts me in sales. Spring 2001. True San Networks has gone from a 15-person nobody to the number one privately held data storage company. How is that measured? With 150 employees, what are they all doing? I am ordered by a newly appointed sales director to start with A in the phone book and dial for dollars. I ask him in the most tactful way possible why we are doing it like retards. He says, "Because I say so." Not a good start.